surprised you're listening to The Beat?
No, I'm not surprised at anything. I don't want to answer any questions like that.
Chicago sports spoken here. Tuesday. This is The Beat on 720 WGN.
720 WGN. I'm Mark Harmon. He is Adam Hogue. One of my favorite coaches this city has ever had was Ricky Birdsong, who was the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats from 1993 to 1997. He led them to the NIT in 1994. They had to beat the Fab Five in Michigan, and he had the famous walk on the wild side where he left the bench, went into the stands, because he wanted to make the point that nothing matters what's going on outside of what's on the court and everywhere the Wildcats went. They'd be like, well, they haven't won here in 25 years. They haven't. So they were in the midst of a losing streak, and he was trying to shake it up. And, of course, Ricky was tragically gunned down by a white supremacist. He was jogging near his Skokie home at the time. Kelly, his daughter, was with him at the time. She was 10. Ricky Jr., his son, was with him. And you may remember the name Benjamin Nathaniel Smith, a member of the white supremacist creativity movement, who also killed Won Joon-yun, who was a Korean-American college student. Six Orthodox Jewish men in West Rogers Park. Just an absolutely tragic time, and Ricky was killed. And so they have the Race Against Hate tomorrow. This has been going on since 1999 when Birdsong was shot. Nate Pomade, who used to play for the Northwestern Wildcats, and Coach Birdsong, who's now an assistant coach at Minnesota, competing against his university, joining us now on 720 WGN. Coach Pomade, appreciate you taking time, one. Two, give me your favorite memory of Coach Birdsong.
Mark and Adam, thanks for having me on. It's an honor to be on and talking about Coach Bird. I have a lot of memories. Probably a lot of them were in the heat of battle. But one thing, I just remember him coming to my house for the recruiting visit. And sitting down with my family and feeling, you know, extremely comfortable with my family and in my living room and just sort of explaining the whole Northwestern experience to me. And my father was already sold anyway. He didn't have to be recruited at all, but it was me. And just the way that Coach Birdsong explained everything that he'd gone through growing up, living in, you know, I think he grew up in Atlanta where there weren't a lot of white people, and he went out and played at Iowa State and graduated there where there weren't a lot of black people, and he had to figure out, you know, how to find a comb that was for a black guy's hair instead of a white guy's hair. It's just all of that experience. So, you know, he just talked about how Northwestern was a great place to meet other cultures, to meet new people, obviously set yourself up for life after basketball. But, you know, sitting down with him and then asking him the question that you just talked about, you know, when he went in the stands, funny that it is at the University of Minnesota is where it happened. And the way he explained it made so much sense to me. And I didn't care anyway. I wanted to play at Northwestern. I wanted to play for him and the assistant coaches that are there. But, you know, he explained it as if, you know, you guys have to lead yourselves. You can't constantly depend on me. You have to depend on each other. And the strongest are going to lead us. And that's what he did. And so he said he had it planned the whole time. So it was interesting. But he was the first coach that really made an impact about opening doors for people, being polite, experiencing new cultures. So when people ask him about Coach Birdsong, I always say he taught me more about life than any coach that I've been around.
So now in its 17th year, tell us a little bit about the Race Against Hate, which it takes place in Evanston tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a great reminder, especially now with everything that happened in Orlando, with everything that's going on around the world, how we just all have to band together and learn more about each other, learn that we're all the same people and we're all in this world to help each other out. I think it's a fantastic thing, and I know Sherilyn Birdsong got it going with the Ricky Birdsong Foundation to start the Race Against Hate. And I remember working it, you know, a couple of years after I had left Northwestern. Maybe it was even in '99. Might even have been the year that I had graduated. But I think it's great that I think the YWCA has now taken it on, and I think it's just fantastic that it's still out there and it's still going strong. And everybody should be reminded of the man Coach Bertzong was and how it was all about bringing other cultures together.
And if you Google it, Race Against Hate, you can find all the stuff, but it's just interesting, you know, you just mentioned his wife, and she writes on here, when I was 16 years old on Christmas Day in Atlanta, I met Ricky at a friend's house. Before we left, he asked me for my phone number. I gave it to him, and thus began our pursuit of the American dream. After graduating from college, we married, began our family of three children, and during our 20th year of marriage, on a beautiful Friday evening, July 2nd, 1999, our American dream became the American nightmare when Ricky and our two youngest children were taking a walk in our neighborhood. I mean, that's, we get these reminders every single day of just how fragile every single day is, but it's just, you know, somebody like this who's put in that tragic position and has, you know, tried to make the best of it, has created the Race Against Hate. You seem to, you know his wife fairly well, Nate.
Yeah, we've stayed in contact, and what's interesting are all of his children. We, you know, Ricky Bertzong Jr. I'm still in contact with, and Kelly, and they're all fantastic kids. They're extremely successful. It's great to have that. I mean, I've ran into Ricky in gyms when I've been recruiting, and he's he's finding his path in life. It's been great. You know, one thing I was just fishing with all of my former NU buddies, Evan Eschmeyer, Sean Hanlon, Joe Harmson, Sean Wink, Jeff Eschmeyer, and I sent them all an email when you asked me to come on the show, and I asked, you know, what were some things that you guys remember about Coach Bertzong? And one thing that Evan Eschmeyer brought up that I thought was great was he always challenged us. He always said, take on the biggest challenges that you can find because that's going to make you a better person. You want to be able to step to the plate and hit the fastest fastball a guy can throw at you. And we all think about, you know, what are some of what's a bigger challenge than people's ignorance of not knowing about other cultures and the fear that creates, and embracing that and trying to teach people to get over that, and learn more about each other and embrace each other and embrace each other's culture, whether it's black, white, religion, everything that we have going on, gay, straight, everything. So it's I wanted to make sure that was something that I spoke about with Coach Berg, because he was just fantastic about bringing that sort of stuff together.
And we're talking to Nate Pomaday, former player at Northwestern, now coaching at the University of Minnesota. And it's obviously a great message, Nate. You're putting it perfectly. I got to ask you now, what's it like, though, coaching in the same conference as the team you played for? I know you coaches go everywhere and these situations
right.
happen, but it's got to be a little weird.
Well, two things. Every opportunity I've had has come from my relationship or the fact that I graduated from Northwestern or the relationships that I built. Even, you know, I got started in Division I with Craig Robinson, who was an assistant for Carmody.
Yep.
Craig was out at Oregon State, and so that was a relationship. And here, I have the opportunity at the University of Minnesota because Ben Johnson, who played at Northwestern for 2 years and then ended up transferring to University of Minnesota, he really vouched for me out here. So Richard Pitino felt comfortable bringing me on. But it's awesome to be back in the Big Ten. It's the best conference in the country. The fan support, everything is just it brings back a ton of memories. And, you know, I'm obviously pro Gopher every single day. And the only other team I'll root for is Northwestern when we're not playing them. So it's great to share the conference with my alma mater, and it's a heck of a challenge at the same time.
How much do you think the arena that they're getting, the new arena, will help them?
I think $110 million is a lot of money to spend on an arena that you're not totally rebuilding, that you're adding on to. So what that says to me is they should do their very best to make it as state-of-the-art as possible. If we redid our locker room at Williams Arena, and when we walk kids around, we tell them this is the newest locker room in the country. And I think Northwestern has an opportunity to do that, because in the end, it's all about recruiting. And if they can show how important basketball is at Northwestern, I think they'll have a shot at some really, really good players. So hopefully they can use that $110 million in the right way to make it as state-of-the-art as possible.
Yeah, no question. I think that's going to be the plan. And they're going to make it cozy, and, you know, they start winning some games. It's going to be a pretty cool atmosphere. Much like the barn is when you get that. I love that. I love Williams Arena. It's one of my favorite places to watch a basketball game.
Like, my favorite place in life was Chicago Stadium, which they call Williams Arena the barn, and I've never been. It's like it's like a bucket list place. I'm coming up to see you, Nate, is the point of this.
It's really cool.
You have to. Yeah, you have to come up. It's one of the most unique arenas in the country with the raised floor, and the fans are right on you. And, you know, we've had, you know, we struggled this past season, and we still had 10,000 people, averaging 10,000 people at every game. It's incredible, the support that we get. It was aside from Welsh Ryan, it was my favorite place to play in the Big Ten. So to be able to coach here is just, it's an honor. And it is a really cool experience with the crowd right on top of you. And, you know, you're, as an assistant coach, you're like kind of sitting in the pit. You're looking up at your head coach, and you're kind of slamming your hands on the floor. It's a really different experience, but it's a ton of fun, and it gets loud. It's probably the loudest arena in the Big Ten.
People who remember watching you in Northwestern or just listening to you now for the first time, they can hear the energy that you're bringing, and that's how you were as a player. Where'd that come from for you? Where'd you learn to be like this energy bunny type?
Survival, man. When I was pretty talented in high school, and then I got to the Big Ten, and I was like, okay, my talent, I need to have a little bit more than my talent just to get by out here. So it's basketball's given me every opportunity in life, and it's just been, you know, so I have to give that same energy right back to it. And that's why I'm coaching, because a lot of the people who inspired me to be the person I am, they were all my coaches. And so now I have an opportunity to sort of give that back to the kids that I'm coaching. I get reminded of that every day. You know, one more thing about Coach Bird, yeah, too, was the make of a man is I think it's who he surrounds himself with, or who he brings you with, and the type of people that he has around you. And it's a really testament to Coach Bird that I'm still extremely close with Paul Swanson, who is an assistant, Sean Parrish, who is an assistant. It's Jamal Neitz's birthday today. He was an assistant coach with us, recruited us. And, you know, I just came off a fly fishing vacation with four or five of my buddies, and we all went to Northwestern for the same reasons, and we all stuck together. And it's so lifelong friends and incredible opportunities that Coach Bird offered me. So, you know, I'm excited, and I hope everything goes well with the Race Against Hate tomorrow.
That's awesome. And give us a quick update on Evan Eschmeyer and how's his fly fishing skills? Because I'm imagining that, you know, if you're 7 feet, maybe that's an advantage out there.
It's, you know, he stumbles all over the river like an old man. His balance was never very good to begin with. But he's Evan's doing great. He's got three kids living out in Boulder, doing a bunch of different things. Graduated from Kellogg with a dual degree in law and business, and made a good amount of money in the NBA. So he's having a lot of fun out there, and it's always fun to reconnect with him. But you'll catch him back in the basketball game at some point, I have a feeling. You'll see him on a sideline somewhere.
Who wins tomorrow night?
Home team. Put your money on the home team. Hard to bet against LeBron, but you got to put your money on the home team.
All right.
I think so, too. I think a little bit of a wake-up call for those Warriors.
We'll see.
I don't have no horse in the race for me, so I'm just going to enjoy watching the game, sit down, have some popcorn, and have a good time. And it'll be interesting, though. I think it's going to be tough to beat Golden State at home, but Cleveland's really coming on strong. We'll see.
Coach Pomade, you're awesome. Thanks for talking about Coach Bird as passionate as you did. That was a great tribute to him. We really appreciate it. And when you come to town this year, we'll buy you a hot dog at Mustard's Last Stand if you eat that stuff.
Of course I do. Hopefully Big Keith's still there. I don't know. I haven't been there in a minute. But I would love to do that and give my best to Dave Annett when you see him. And enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the show, guys. Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Nate. You're the best. Appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
That's Nate Pomade, former Northwestern Wildcat. And
great stuff.
That was awesome.